Craig speaking. Jerry Dean? Yes, sir, he's right here. Jerry Dean, boy trooper! And here's a call to every Jerry Dean fan listening in. A call to try Silver Cup Red. Yes, try Silver Cup Red. Silver Cup, you know, is that extra delicious white bread that not only tastes so swell, but in addition is so extra good for building energy and health. That's because the superfine flour used in Silver Cup contains special vitamins and minerals, the ones that give you the kind of pep and power our state troopers are famous for. Yes, the state troopers need plenty of get up and go for their important work, and so do you. And you can make sure of getting your share of these extra health-giving vitamins and minerals by eating Silver Cup bread. Why, say, combined with a rich, creamy milk and other good things in Silver Cup, they just can't help but mean better health for you. Yes, it's mighty important for all of you to eat plenty of energy-building foods. And one of the best and most delicious of all is Silver Cup. Ask Mother to get some today. Silver Cup, the world's finest bread.
Yes, it's time for Jerry Dean, Boy Trooper, a brand new series of programs dealing with the adventures of Jerry Dean and his friends, the state police. In just a moment, you'll hear the opening episode of The Case of the Smuggled Drugs. And a little later in this series, Jerry Dean will give every boy and girl in America a chance to become a junior trooper. And that means a chance to work with the state police, attend meetings, learn modern criminal investigation, the chance to rise to sergeant or lieutenant or captain of the junior troopers. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? Isn't it something now? You bet it is. It's something that's never been offered over the radio before. So you do this. Tell your friends to listen regularly every day to Jerry Dean. And in a few weeks, two or three or five or six, he'll tell you how you can become a junior trooper and how you can actually work with the state police. Listen every day. Get your friends to listen every day. Don't miss a single episode of
Jerry Dean, Boy Trooper.
Now, the case of the smuggled drugs. Our scene is the downtown section of a large American city. It is a bright summer day and traffic is heavy. But standing out in the long line of cars that move slowly down the main street is a snow-white car upon which is emblazoned the insignia State Police. The white car slides up before a tall building and comes to a stop in a space marked reserved for official cars. Corporal Dan Craig of the State Police snaps off the ignition, slides from under the wheel, and says to the boy who sits beside him,
"Well, Jerry, here we are. Want to come inside with me, or do you want to stay here in the car where you can look down your nose at all the kids who pass by? There isn't every boy, you know, who can sit in the state police car and listen to the police calls on the short wave."
"Oh, boy, don't I know it. I'll stay here, Corporal."
"Okay, Jerry. See you later. If there are any calls for me, get on the two-way and tell them I'll call back later."
"Okay, Corporal."
"Ah, Corporal Craig. Come in, come in."
"Thank you, Commissioner."
"Now, sit down, Corporal. Well, Craig, before we get into that, what about the gang of counterfeiters? Did you pick up the other fellow you were looking for?"
"Yes, sir. He's in a jail at Midvale. Jerry Dean, the boy who helped me crack that case, identified all three of the counterfeiters."
"Ah, good. The boy, you say?"
"Yes, sir. Jerry Dean. He lives next door to the substation at Black River. The finest kid you ever saw. Well, it was Jerry who discovered the shack where the counterfeiters were working. He gave me the tip that led to their arrest."
"Oh, yes. I remember seeing something about a boy named Jerry Dean in your preliminary reports on the case. Smart lad, eh?"
"Oh, he's a born trooper, sir. He can smell a criminal a mile away."
"Well, he's been a great help to this department, Craig. Well, it's time to get to the matter that you came here to discuss. How would you like a vacation?"
"A vacation, sir? Did you say..."
"A vacation with strings attached."
"Well, I'm afraid I don't understand, sir."
"Come over here a moment, Craig. Look at this map on the wall here."
"All right."
"Now, this is our state. The red lines indicate the territory served by the various troops. Troop R, your troop, is here."
"Yes, sir."
"Now, see this place, Eagle Lake?"
"Yes."
"And this one, Lakeport?"
"Oh, I know that country quite well, sir. I've been up there several times. Fishing."
"Fishing? Ah, good. That fits right into the picture, then. Now, somewhere between this point, Eagle Lake, and here, Lakeport, a gang of smugglers is operating."
"Smugglers, sir?"
"Dope smugglers, Craig."
"Well, I'm beginning to see now, sir, what this vacation of mine will be. What the strings you mentioned really are."
"Mm-hmm. Yes. You see, Craig..."
"You want me to go up there and crack that gang of smugglers?"
No. Wait a minute, Craig. Wait a minute. You're only partly right. I want you to find out where the dope is coming from and who's running it in. Yes. But I don't want you to attempt any arrest.
Oh, wait a minute now, sir. If I find out where it's coming from and who's running it
I just want you to, well, observe. Get the information and pass it along to me. This case is too big for one man to tackle. Altogether too big. Now, get this. Don't take action against that mob alone. Is that clear? It's an order, Craig.
Well, yes, sir.
Go up there, fish to your heart's content. Just keep your eyes open. When you found out what you want to know, report back to me, and that's all.
Well,
that's an order, Craig. Now, here. Let me tell you what you're up against. You know Sergeant Kemper, Troop J?
Hal Kemper? Yes, I know him well. In fact, he was...
Kemper went up there, and he's in a hospital now, recovering from bullet wounds in his leg and shoulder.
He is?
Yes.
Kemper.
And he's lucky to be alive. Several federal agents who went up there to find the sources of those drugs never did come back alive.
Well, then it must be a pretty big gang, and a pretty powerful one, too.
I should say it is. You see, Kemper went up there and got himself a job as a truck driver. The fourth haul he made, we found a parcel of cocaine secreted in a case of canned goods that he'd picked up at a legitimate warehouse for delivery to a big chain grocery whose reputation is beyond reproach.
You mean you found drugs in the truck Kemper was driving, sir?
That's exactly what I mean.
But
we've traced both ends of that shipment, Craig. And the fact remains that someone hid the drugs in that shipment, and somewhere along the line, another person was waiting to pick it up.
But you found it first.
Yes. And we left it right there, Craig. Didn't disturb it at all. We figured that if we watched the shipment, someone would attempt to take the parcel from its hiding place.
Well, what happened?
Absolutely nothing. Somehow, the mob got wise to the fact that the parcel had been discovered, and they dropped it like a hot potato. Kemper was shot while making his next trip to Eagle Lake.
Shot?
Yes, shot. Because this is the fishing season, there must be a good many fishermen up that way. You won't be suspected. No one will think that you're a state trooper.
Well, that's right, sir. Only, well, I can't go alone, sir.
Huh? Of course you can, Craig. You must. I don't want anybody to know you're up there if I can avoid it. And I don't want to send two men because that might arouse suspicion, so...
Well, I wasn't thinking of another man, sir. I was thinking of a boy.
A boy? Oh, come now, Craig, after all...
A boy. Jerry Dean. But, you see, sir, fishermen don't, as a rule, go off in the wilds like that alone. They go in pairs, or threes, or fours. Why, a lone fisherman would attract more attention than a dozen men in uniform, sir. This mob is as smart as they appear to be.
But this boy, Craig, this Jerry Dean, this is a dangerous mission, man.
Oh, there'll be no risk taken, sir. That I promise.
Very well. After all, it is a vacation. The sort. But I'll tell you what I'll do. You know Ted Watkins of Troop J?
Yes, sir. I know him very well.
Well, Watkins is riding cycle patrol up Eagle Lakeway. Now, just in case, understand?
Yes, sir.
I'll arrange for Watkins to ride past the post office at Eagle Lake every day around noon. If you need anything, or if you or the Dean boy need any word gotten to me, you can get word through him.
Oh, that's fine, sir.
That way you can get in touch with me if you find it necessary.
I'm sure it won't be necessary, sir. But it will be nice to know that contact's possible. When does this vacation start, sir?
This very minute, Corporal. I shan't hold you to any particular period. Start as soon as possible and stay as long as you wish, or as long as you deem it necessary to stay. And if anything should happen, if any danger arises, you see that that boy gets home. Arrange that with Trooper Watkins. Is that clear?
Perfectly, sir.
Very well. Then that's all. Good luck, Corporal. I know you'll crack that mob eventually. I have every confidence in you, Craig.
Thank you, sir. I'll try my best. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, Corporal. Have some fun, but remember, you're charged with the responsibility of running that mob to earth, every last member of it. That smuggling has got to stop.
And you turn the next corner to the right, and you go two blocks. See?
Yes.
Two blocks to the right.
Uh-huh. And then you'll be at the corner of State and Jefferson Street. Now, you turn left on Jefferson,
uh-huh.
And you'll be on Route 9. And just stay right on there until you come to a town called Mayville.
Mm-hmm.
There you turn right, and you're on Route 33.
And that takes me right into Lakeport, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know much about the roads beyond Mayville, but Route 33 goes up to the North Country, up around the lake.
Thank you very much. You're very sweet.
Oh, that's all right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll tell my father that a state trooper told me how to find our way back to Route 33.
Wow. Boy, is she ever nice. I'm kind of glad her father lost his way. Hi, Corporal.
Hi, Jerry.
Who's the girl?
She's driving through town with her father, and they got off the road somewhere. I just told her how to get back.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, that's their car parked up ahead there. You see? She's just getting in.
Where are they bound for, Jerry?
Lakeport. That's on Route 33 somewhere up north. She said...
Lakeport?
Yeah, Lakeport. What?
Well, nothing's given.
Attention, all cars, all cars. Be on the lookout for a Buick sedan, license 432E76. This car is believed heading north on Route 33, bound for Lakeport.
Hey, Corporal, look. That's her car, you see?
Wait a minute, Jerry. Listen.
Stop this car and notify the commanding officer, Troop R. Stop this car and notify the commanding officer, Troop R. That is all.
Corporal, you see? That's her car. You see the license number? 432E76. Quick, let's go after her.
Wait. Take it easy, Jerry.
But that's her car, can't you see? Let's go after it.
No, Jerry. We have other work to do.
But...
we'll have to get someone else to go after that car. I'll fix that right away. Car 384 to headquarters. Car 384 to headquarters. 384 calling headquarters.
Well, gee whiz, Corporal.
Come in, car 384. Come in, 384.
The Buick sedan, license 432E76, is proceeding east on Market Street. It'll go to Route 33 by way of State and Jefferson Street. Thence north on 33. Have a car pick it up. That is all.
What is your location, 384?
I'm unable to stop the car now. Busy on another case. Send another car to pick up the Buick sedan.
Okay, 384. Will do. Attention all cars. The Buick sedan, license 432E76, is at this moment proceeding east on Market Street and will go to the corner of State and Jefferson. Pick up this car at once. Attention all cars.
Golly, Corporal, something pretty important must be up, huh? When you don't want to stop a car that you can see. And especially with a girl.
Yeah, I know, Jerry, I know. But no matter what that car is wanted for, we've got a job that's much more important. Besides, I don't want to stop that car because it's going to the same place we are. I'd like to know why, but, well, I can't afford to have the occupants see me. So...
the same place we are? You mean we're going to Lakeport, Corporal? Us? You and I?
Yep. Yep, we're going to Lakeport, Jerry, and...
oh, boy, when?
Tomorrow morning, early. Jerry, we've got a real job on our hands this time. Now just lean back in your seat now and take it easy. I'll tell you all about it on the way back to the substation.
Lakeport, oh boy.
Smugglers, Jerry.
Smugglers? Wow.
Well, there it is. That's the first episode of Jerry Dean, Boy Trooper. And there they go, Jerry Dean and his friend Corporal Danny Craig. They're off for a big adventure. Would you like to go along on that vacation with them? Then tune to this same station tomorrow and every weeknight at this same hour. And don't forget, tell your friends to listen every day, too, because one of these days, Jerry Dean is going to tell you how you can become a junior trooper and share in the fun and excitement and the rewards that come to junior troopers. So keep listening, won't you?
Yes, and keep on eating Silver Cup, the bread that tastes so extra good you just can't mistake it. Yes, sir, it's so much better than ordinary bread that once Mother starts serving Silver Cup at your house, everybody will recognize the difference. And when you start eating Silver Cup regularly at every meal, you'll immediately notice the difference, too, in your extra power and pep. That's because Silver Cup is jam-packed full of essential vitamins and minerals. You know, our state troopers need them to keep strong and healthy and always on the alert. And you'll need them, too, for the important work ahead of you as a junior trooper. Yes, and you'll get them in Silver Cup, the bread that tastes so extra special you just can't mistake it. So for exciting times, listen to Jerry Dean, Boy Trooper. And for exciting taste, ask Mother to serve delicious Silver Cup, the world's finest bread.
State Police, Corporal Craig speaking.
Who?
Jerry Dean? Yes, sir. You bet he'll be here tomorrow. Yes, sir, at the same time. Yes, sir. Jerry Dean, Boy Trooper.
Jerry Dean, Boy Trooper, is brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by Silver Cup, the world's finest bread. John Scott speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.